Dipika doubles down as gig economy divides internet.
India drafts space traffic safety rules.
Center clears rupees 41,863 crore electronics component proposals.
IIT Madras launches global platform, unveils IITM Global.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Very happy new year to everyone listening to Tech 3. As the calendar flips, the tech and startup ecosystem clearly didn't take a holiday, with New Year's Eve itself turning into a stress test for delivery platforms and the gig economy.
That's true, Chandra. That set the stage for one of the most talked about debates as the year began. Eternal, aka Zomato's chief executive Dipinder Goyal, stepped in with a strong defense of the gig economy, particularly the 10-minute delivery model, even as worker unions called for a nationwide strike against food delivery and quick commerce platforms right on December 31st.
So in a series of posts on X, Goyal said banning gig work does not address inequality and instead removes livelihoods, responding to criticism around pay, safety and working conditions in ultra-fast delivery.
Yes, the timing was key though. The strike call was expected to disrupt deliveries on New Year's Eve, one of the busiest days of the year for food delivery and quick commerce.
But according to Goyal, there was no disruption. He said Zomato and Blinkit together delivered 75 lakh orders via 44.5 lakh delivery partners, serving 63 lakh customers in a single day.
Yes, even added that rider availability remained high, with many workers choosing to log in given the higher earnings on offer during peak demand.
So those earnings were significant. Between Zomato, Swiggy, Zepto, all of them paid more than 100 crores to gig workers in a single day, roughly 30 to 40% higher than a normal day.
Yes, so food delivery accounted for about 60 to 70 crores of that, while quick commerce contributed about 50 to 60 crores, driven by record order volumes.
Now, Dipinder Goyal also addressed safety concerns around 10-minute delivery, saying speed comes from store density and faster picking rather than pressure on riders. He also received public backing from the likes of Sanjeev Pichandani, who, remember, is one of the early investors in Zomato, and entrepreneurs such as Paytm's Vijay Shekhar Sharma. Now, from last mile delivery to space tech, not just Indian roads, but space is also getting crowded, and India wants to put some traffic rules in place before things get chaotic.
That's right. The government is drafting a space situational awareness policy, or SSA policy, aimed at making collision tracking, debris management and data sharing mandatory for most space missions.
Now, a draft of the policy reviewed by Money Control proposes mandatory SSA compliance across a mission's entire life cycle, from launch to operations and eventual deorbiting.
Yes, the draft also proposes separate authorizations for space-based sensors, ground sensors and SSA platforms, adding new layers to how space activities could be regulated.
Now, one provision that has caught industry attention is the allowance for government access to SSA data at fair market value in certain cases.
Yes, the policy is currently under discussion with companies and industry bodies, including SAA India and the Indian Space Association. So broadly, there is agreement that SSA is essential. As satellite constellations grow and the launch costs fall, the risk of collision and space debris increases.
But companies have flagged concerns around how the rules are structured. Larger operators are better equipped to meet compliance requirements, while startups may struggle with costs.
Yes, industry players have warned against a one-size-fits-all approach, pointing to high expenses linked to uniform security standards and audit requirements. But there are also open questions around timelines, thresholds for compliance, and how SSA data will be valued and shared.
So many in the ecosystem are asking for a phased risk-based framework and clearer separation between civil and strategic space activities. All right, staying with policy, but coming back to Earth, the government has kicked off the year with its biggest set of approvals yet under the Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme.
Yes, today the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology cleared about 22 new proposals involving investments worth about 41,863 crores.
Now, these projects are expected to generate production worth rupees 2.58 lakh crores and create close to 33,800 direct jobs, making this the largest tranche under ECMS so far.
The approvals significantly expand the scheme's ambition. Instead of focusing only on final assembly, the emphasis is clearly shifting towards components and upstream manufacturing as well.
So a mix of Indian and global companies are part of this batch, including Tara Electronics, Samsung Display Noida, Wipro Global Engineering, Dixon Electroconnect and Hindalco Industries.
A little bit of background here. Last month, the ministry approved another 17 projects worth about 7,100 crore rupees, highlighting how quickly applications are moving through the pipeline.
Now, more approvals are expected in the coming months, including in capital equipment and advanced materials, as India pushes towards a full-stack electronics manufacturing ecosystem.
Yes, and to close a story that blends academia, research and global ambition, the Indian Institute of Technology Madras, IITM, has launched IITM Global, a new international research and innovation platform, with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar unveiling the initiative on the Chennai campus today.
Now, IITM Global has been positioned as a dedicated global engagement vehicle to take IIT Madras's research, innovation, and entrepreneurship capabilities to international markets.
So the institute has said that the platform will support collaborations across research, industry, startups, and talent mobility, while also bringing global projects and capital back into India.
As part of its rollout, IIT Madras signed multiple MOUs across regions, including the US, UK, Germany, Dubai, and Asia-Pac markets, such as Singapore and Malaysia.
Yes, so IITM Global will for now focus on priority areas aligned with the institute's strengths, including AI and data science, quantum computing, cybersecurity, space tech, advanced mobility, sustainability, health tech, and green technology. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.